Join Iron Garlic as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world. Reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show with Iron Garlic. And yes, it's Iron, not Ian. That's marketing too.
All right, back with the Garlic Marketing Show. I've got Stephen Spencer here. He is an incredible SEO expert. I've known him for a couple of years. Has lots of success, been doing this for a long time, written books on it, you know, worked with some major companies. Stephen, thanks so much for being on the Garlic Marketing Show.
Thanks, Ian. It's great to be here.
You know, it's fun. I like to nerd out on SEO. I think SEO is a lot of fun. It's scary. I want to talk to you about trends, and I want to talk to you about hiring an SEO person, because I think that's one thing I see for people, both agencies and just internally, trying to figure out SEO, search engine optimization. Before, let's talk a little bit about, you know, a little bit about what you do, and you have a couple success stories to share with us, right?
All right. Sounds great. So I've been doing SEO forever, since it just was in its infancy, before even Google existed. I was optimizing for search engines like InfoSeek and AltaVista, and that was the mid-90s. So I think of SEO as a place where you can tinker and kind of poke and prod at the black box and figure it out, reverse engineer it. So I love doing that sort of thing, and that's what really appeals to me about SEO. It's a science, right? You can figure stuff out. You can have hypotheses. You can test those hypotheses and see if they hold true or not. I invented an SEO platform, software as a service, back in 2003 that I ended up selling along with my company in 2010. So that was a really big win. A lot of serendipity and synchronicity there to make all of that happen. So I was being paid on a pay-per-click or cost-per-click basis for SEO. And who can figure that one out? Like, that's like a printing machine for cash. That was pretty awesome. So we were charging 15 cents a click for organic traffic, and we had clients like Nordstrom and Zappos using our technology. We actually ended up generating more annual revenue from that technology platform than from our consulting services as an SEO agency. So that was fun. In recent times, I've been focused on helping clients that are doing something important in the world, doing good and making a difference, and not so much trying to collect the big brands. Yes, I've worked with brands like Sony, Chanel, Zappos, CNBC, Bloomberg Businessweek, Best Buy, Bed Bath & Beyond, Quicksilver, etc. But that was really my ego, and yeah, trying to keep my ego in check these days. That said, I do have probably the biggest book that you've ever seen on a marketing topic, and that's this one right here. Because it wasn't enough to have just a big book. This is an insanely big book at 994 pages, The Art of SEO. Soon to be in its fourth edition. We're working on a fourth edition right now, so stay tuned for that. That's the third edition I just held up. And I have a couple other books with O'Reilly as my publisher as well that are not SEO related, although kind of tangentially. So Google Power Search, which is all about kind of find stuff in Google, market research, all that. And then Social E-commerce, which is really about driving online sales through social media marketing. So that's a little bit about what I've been up to. As far as a case study you asked, this is a fun one. So I donate quite a bit to worthy nonprofits. I'm on the board of a nonprofit called Impact Network. They build and operate schools in rural Zambia. And every year I donate SEO audit, a full scale one that's valued at $35,000. I actually charge that. It's not just a rack rate. That's really what we charge. But I donated that completely for free. And the top bidder on Charity Buzz then gets that audit, and we put in as much time and effort and quality of producing that deliverable versus a cash $35,000 audit. So there was this one winning bidder a couple of years ago, Otherworld Computing, OWC, at maxsales.com is their website. They've been around forever since their website's been around since the 90s, early 90s. And yeah, they won it and they did a fantastic job and they were so blown away with it. They got so much ROI from it, seven figures in ROI within 2 months from that audit that I did for free, but they paid less than $35,000 for in order to, which then built a school in Zambia and had a lot of revenue generated for me in the process of, after the fact, doing a free audit for them that they were really impressed with, and then generating millions and millions of dollars in ROI for them. So that was a fun case study. That was actually all written up into a case study on my website. So if you go to stephenspencer.com and then go to results, there's a section for case studies in there, and OWC is one of them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Stephen, so tell me a little bit about, that process. What were those things that you found right away that had that much revenue for OWC?
Yeah. What often happens